Chacon?
Here.
Crawford?
Here.
Forrestal?
Here.
And Hedman?
Here.
And we have Russ Walters and Rob Fredrickson from New Yorkville City. Okay, so today our goal is to look at the fiscal year 2022 draft budget. So Rob is here. He's the one that prepared the draft copy that you all have. I thought we'd start today maybe by having Rob just kind of go in some of the changes that we're looking at for 2022 and some of the assumptions he might have made as far as our budget. And then I do have some follow-up questions and some things that we discussed as a board that we might want to consider, and then we can open it up for any other questions or potential modifications. So, Rob, do you want to go ahead?
Sounds good.
Sure.
So if you look at page one, you look at the property tax line item. Obviously, that's your biggest sole source revenue. For 22, I have you at $758,000, which is what I estimate the county will put you at once PTEL is applied. And then from thereafter, it's just 3% increases. So that's kind of been the historical norm. Obviously, we'll see what happens as far as property tax goes, but that's the assumption. And then the line right beneath it is just property tax for debt service, and that's just your principal and interest payments on the 2006 and 2013 bonds, which good news, actually, that's going to go away in fiscal year 2026. So we're in within a five-year window of that that debt being paid in full, which is great.
That's exciting.
Yeah. And then really everything's pretty straightforward as far as your revenues go. You know, you have your state grants, which is the library per capita. Historically, it's been right around a little over 21,000, so that's kind of what I budgeted you at for 22 and then going forward. And then for the most part, you know, your revenues are fairly steady with what they've been, you know, in the past. The transfer from the general fund, which is the last line item on the revenue stream, is just reimbursing the library for unemployment and liability insurance. So if you take the liability and unemployment insurance expense, that number should match to the transfer. So it's a net impact of zero on your budget. Going down on the expenditure side, obviously your largest expenditures, like most funds in the city, are personnel related. Mm-hmm. So we have all your full-time people under salaries and wages. I did budget, obviously, for a new library director at $75,000, which I believe Darren, you and I talked about. And then for the part-time salaries, I just kind of carried last year's budget figure forward. I know last year I did some analysis based on you know, a spreadsheet, a listing of all the part-time people and how many hours they would probably work. You know, you're well under that budget amount. This year you're tracking at about $160,000 with $190,000 budgeted for part-time salaries. So I just kind of pushed that $194,000 in FY22. I still think it's going to give you probably a fair amount of cushion for the part-time salaries if the new director or whoever should want to increase, you know, part-time salary hours. And then, yeah, it's just a kind of the same projection as last year. It goes up to 205, 221, 237, 253, just kind of based on, you know, more hours being worked and then also the changes to minimum wage. Other than that, group health, again, it's a little lower this year. We have one of your employees who used to be opting out is now opting in. So that's why that number bumped up. And then, of course, I also assume the director, whoever that person may be, is going to take family PPO. Obviously, if they do not, that amount will be lower. Good news with the group health, actually rates have gone down a little over 4%. So actually, this number will be less than that, and I can make that adjustment, you know, if the board so desires. This was done in February. We just found out last week that our rates will be going down about 4% citywide, so that's certainly good news and a little bit of savings there. Really, other than that, it's just kind of the, you know, standard stuff, just looking for any direction that this committee might have as to how you want to change the budget or add or subtract or anything. And then looking at, you know, Fund 84, which is your library capital account. Obviously, development fees have almost more than doubled budget, which is great. And that's just indicative of all the new homes that are being built here in the city. So all development fees citywide have done you know, very well over the course of FY21. But going forward, for budgetary purposes, we just like to keep it pretty conservative and just kind of assume roughly about what, 100 new housing starts. And that's what we've done for all the funds, not just the library capital. But so you're looking at 50,000 going forward. But certainly if you get more than that, like did this year, that would be a good thing and just allow you to purchase more books, DVDs, computer equipment, software, whatever the board so desires. That's really it in a nutshell. I mean, looking at Fund 82, you should have a slight surplus in FY21 of about $16,000, and then in FY22, predicting a deficit amount of about $50,000. That's about typical. I mean, typically we always seem to budget a deficit amount for the library, and typically end up doing better, usually by $10,000 or $20,000. So I'm not too terribly concerned. And besides the fact you do have, almost $600,000 in projected fund balance at the end of FY21, which is 37% of expenditures, which is a very strong percentage of fund balance. So, I mean, all in all, I'm not too terribly concerned about looking. If we are looking at a deficit position for next year, I think the library would still be in pretty strong, financial shape. Even if that were to occur, but it probably won't. I think it'd probably be around break even, like you usually are.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
So a few notes I had. So you did account for the increase in the director's salary that we're planning on.
Yes.
You budgeted that at 75.
Correct.
Talked about health insurance. So development fees, I understand that you're conservative. I mean, we've been trending over 100,000 for at least 3 or 4 years now. I mean, does it make sense to still budget that at 50, or?
Well, the thing with development fees, I mean, they could change literally overnight. So I'd rather be conservative and have more funds to play with than we anticipated than to be, I guess, overly optimistic and then have less funds.
Okay.
You do have, if you want to spend down, you're at $150,000 in fund balance at the end of FY21. So right. If there's some, projects that the board wants to entertain, you certainly have the, the funds there to do some building related expenditures, perhaps, if so desired.
One thing that I thought, as I looked at this, one thing we might want to keep an eye on as a board and just is how that development fees are used, because I don't think that they've typically, I know they use that for books, but I don't think they typically, when they're going over the budgeted amount, come back to the board for permission to go over the budgeted amount. I think they feel that whatever the development fees are, they can use, but as we're looking for items like the building automation system, the cameras, I feel like we might want to provide direction to the staff to hold within the budgeted amount of the development fees, and if they want to go beyond that, to get approval from the board. Because that's a big amount of money that if we don't put controls on, it's going to get spent on books, which is really helpful, but at the same time, we need to balance that with the other jobs. Because, if I look at the past... let me find it here. 2 or 3 years. So we budgeted at 50. So we allocate 50,000 for books. So we do budget our expenses at 75,000, right? Or yeah. So we have 50,000 coming in and 75,000 budgeted going out of development fees. So we are budgeting over what we expect to go in there. But if you look at like 2019 and 2020, we spent 54,000 in books over a budgeted amount of 50. So it would have been nice on that 4,000 if we had an opportunity to discuss whether or not that should go towards books or should go towards other building improvements. I know, Rob, next year, one thing that we want to look at is our building automation system, and I believe that was coming in at $20,000.
Hopefully, yeah. The other thing was the phone system. That's going to be roughly $500 to $600 a month.
Yeah, but that's not going to be development fees, it's a monthly cost, so that's going to be...
That'll be out of that $7,200 in telecom, probably.
Yeah.
The consider is we've been in talks about splitting, sharing the cost of a facilities.
Right.
And we're chatting about discussing with the city.
Yeah.
No. But we don't know what that is.
Well,
but if we budget it, we can always reabsorb it.
Either way, and I haven't given Rob this direction, we did discuss to add a $20 an hour, 20 hour a week part-time position. Whether we use that for maintenance or whether we use that for outreach. That would have about a little over a $20,000 budget impact. So I know you said we have some room there, because we've been trending at, what, 100 and, hold on. So our part-time is trending at 160,000, 165,000. Now, my only concern, though, is if we're basing off fiscal year 2021, we did pay all our part-timers through when the library was closed, but we did reduce our hours once we reopened. So our part-time salaries are going to be lower this year because we weren't open for a large part of the past year at our full normal hours. So we were staffing lower. So it does concern me a little bit that we were staffing lower for part of the year and we're still coming in at 160 versus the previous year at 166. But at the same time, I understand that some people did get a bump from the minimum wage increase, so.
Twice.
Yeah.
There was a lot of people, and
they're going to
make at least a $2 increase.
Right. And they're going to get another one. I mean, it's not going to affect this budget here. It's going to happen right before next budget year.
Good. Depending on what the feds do.
Yeah. No, we're not going to budget for that. So I don't know if you still feel, if we're adding a part-time position at $20 an hour, 20 hours a week, if you feel that 190 is still a safe number.
Well, it probably is, but I mean, what I can do is get with Shelley and Dixie and again, just kind of do that analysis again, just list everybody who's part-time, get an estimate of how many hours they're going to week, and then I can kind of, project out what their wage is going to be now with minimum wage when the increase happens again and just kind of, play at those numbers. I mean, I think on the face of it, it should be good, but we can certainly do some analysis to confirm that.
Okay, that would be helpful. And then as far as budgeting for that $20,000 building automation system project, we probably want to put that on the capital side.
That description.
It does. I mean, it's a building improvement, so.
Well, usually a capital expenditure something that lasts more than 5 years. And building automation may or may not.
It lasted 13.
Well, that's not a way. It shouldn't have, put it that way. We should have gone in there and
usually
done some upgrades.
10 years is
pretty
standard.
Yeah.
Can I ask what the building automation is exactly?
It controls the heating and the cooling system and potentially lighting. I mean, it's a building improvement, so
the $20,000 increase that we're looking at is only the heating and cooling.
Correct.
I still haven't gotten a quote from them about the lighting.
Correct.
So I don't believe they can combine. They have never said that they can combine the two systems. Into one.
Correct. So, I mean, I would think it would fit the definition of capital improvement for the building.
Yeah, I mean, do we own the system or is it?
Yes.
Okay.
It's basically software.
Well, it's hardware and software.
Now, there's a couple of hardware pieces to it, but it's updated. It's software that needs to talk to the controllers. They're like PLC controllers that control the boilers, control the air handler, control the chiller. Basically, everything that keeps the building at a temperature that's comfortable for the books and the people.
Okay. Well, I guess, but it seems like it's more software-based where we're using somebody's product.
Yeah, but it's a purchase, so it's not a subscription, so you're purchasing the software, right? So typically when software is a purchase, it can be capitalized as opposed to a subscription, which would be expense, so.
But they're replacing the control module, right?
Correct, yeah, and they're replacing hardware too. So
that's, I mean, that's the brain. The PC does, this is how you interface.
Right.
That's attached to the building.
Correct.
Would you want to line it then out of Fund 84 for just building improvements, and we can put the $20,000 in?
Yeah.
Okay.
That way we at least have it earmarked.
Are there any other capital-related projects that the board's been entertaining?
There are. I think we're going to try and fit in the access control and potentially the cameras this year if we can yet. Now, from a budget standpoint, for it to fit in fiscal year 2021, can you earmark it if we're not invoiced, or do we need to be invoiced by the time you close out?
Are you talking about FY21?
Yeah.
Technically, we would need to be, yeah, we have to be in physical possession. The title would have to transfer, so yeah, an invoice would be helpful by April 30th.
So what's the absolute last day you would need an invoice to get it in this budget year?
Well, I mean, it could be early May as long as it's dated prior to April 30th. Then the assumption would be that it was mailed to you, you know, prior to this.
Okay. Event. So just something for us to keep in mind.
Sure.
What about the parking lot? How is that going to be handled this summer?
I want to say the city was added in when they did their other parking lots. That was the discussion last year before COVID. Yeah, the striping and the
blacktop.
Yeah.
On the city finance side, has there been anything discussed about redoing the parking lots?
Yeah, I mean, there's always talk of it. I don't know the specifics, but I could talk with Bart and Eric and Brad and maybe get you some answers. So there was a discussion that they would be repaving the library lot?
I think it was still when Gary was mayor.
Okay.
They talked about, because of how poorly the resurface job was done,
mm-hmm.
and the parking lot striping. I don't know if you ever noticed the parking lot out here, there's there's four lines. Take your choice which ones you want to park between. And at that time, there was supposed to be something, and Gary said, or Bart said, somebody from the city said that they were going to have the company that did the parking lot fix it so that there's no confusion over which lines you're going to, you know, this car can park on these two lines, this car can park on these two lines, and it's kind of a parking mess out there.
Either that or it's all motorcycle parking.
Right.
we're set up great for that.
Yeah.
So a parking lot striping kind of...
Yeah, somehow to
feeling and striping, I think, was... they were looking at all the lots, and then COVID hit, so...
Yeah.
Okay, I'll circle back on that and let you know.
But if that's not something that the city's going to be doing, we need to make sure it's accounted for.
Exactly.
And as I recall, the last time the library paid for it was like $6,500.
Which we
was cheap.
We do have room, though, in our outside maintenance. If needed, but.
Of course, that was 10 years ago now?
Yeah. The only other thing that we might want to look at on the revenue side is if we feel there's still going to be an impact. I know this year we took a hit for, you know, fines and outside library card subscriptions and whatnot. If we still think that that's going to be down, we might want to pump those numbers down a little bit. I mean, our library fines were at 3,500 against a budget at 8,500. It's not going to break the bank, but subscription cards are about half of what we normally have. Copy fees are about half, so I imagine some of that is going to be picking up, but until we resume activities in the library, it's still going to probably be lower.
Our bonds will be gone next year?
No, 2026.
2025 will be the last year, yeah.
Okay.
But at least they're in sight, so it's a good thing.
Here we got like a blank spot.
There's that pinhole of light down
there. Yes.
Yeah.
There it is. Kind of like when I was paying off my mortgage. There's a pinhole down there. I can't see it.
Seemed like those were so far off, and now they're on the radar.
Yeah.
I think we should leave the fines and subscription cards as they are, just because I want to be hopeful that with the vaccinations, things are going to open up.
Again, it's not a huge impact either way. We're still going to hit our revenue even this year with that.
Now, tripping and commemorate that Dixie and Shelley said that there was quite an uptick in subscription cards in our last meeting.
It was just new library cards, not necessarily.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. They're not the ones we get money for.
Now, training and conferences, travel and lodging, and we got 4,500 there. We don't even know.
I wouldn't have that. I mean, we don't know how much of that's even going to be going on later this year.
Exactly.
I'd keep it there, though, since we are bringing a new director on. We want to have the budget to be able to have them the opportunity to attend that, but that could be an area we look to for savings later in the year if we need it.
When do you think realistically you'll have a new director in place?
About June, July?
I was going to say June.
Really June. Probably latest July.
Okay. So there's probably a few months of savings there that we could.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I mean, you could always prorate the director position to June 1st or July 1st. That would give you a little bit of savings.
I definitely would.
Do you want it June or July?
June to be saved.
Okay, we can do that.
Because that would affect benefits, too.
Correct.
Which you were going to lower the benefits for the rate, but you can also prorate that as well.
Correct.
So under outside repair and maintenance, what do we have going besides we have to do the parking lot? What else do we have? But like
I believe we need to go have somebody evaluate our gutter system.
I thought we just had our gutter.
They clean them. They don't. Yeah. And I told our director before. There's a leak in the gutter over the front door.
Mm-hmm. I remember this.
That needs to be fixed, and it has not been fixed. It's been there for many years that it needs to be fixed. Wintertime creates an ice problem. Summertime, it just creates a wet problem. But I think we need to have our entire gutter system evaluated, and especially with these trees out here and this area back here, we need to come up with a solution where the gutters don't walk up.
Did we ever have those trees removed that we approved to be removed?
I think they've been removed.
Okay.
I'd have to look. There were just a couple of small trees out the backyard.
Right.
I know the one I suggested trimming out here got done.
Okay.
And I believe the ones back here got done as well.
Yeah, last summer, I believe.
Yeah.
The director's there.
Because I know anything we have, you know, as far as when we call out for elevator repairs or when we call out for plumbing repairs or mechanical repairs, that's kind of our budget area for it. The one thing that didn't get captured under there was the light bulbs, because the city did that, so it wasn't really an outside vendor that was doing that. So.
Well, they're coming, I think somebody from the city did an evaluation, and they're coming up with a plan to replace all the bulbs with LEDs.
I think it's a third party.
Yeah,
it's a third party.
That was one of the other things I asked the director to do, was find us a grant to do that. I think even the city wanted to pile on that to do all the streetlights.
Russ, what was that for?
To change all the lights in the library to LED.
Oh, yeah.
The parking lot, the interior lights, all of them.
So one other thing, custodial supplies. We adopted 7,000, and it's more like 9,500 is what we're paying this year.
Yep.
So do we want to, what? What was the cause?
It was masks, it was cleaning products, it was hand sanitizer. So those are the invoices I reviewed.
Yes. So do we need to bump that up for real, to be realistic?
I don't.
Was the city eligible for any of the PPP stuff, grants, that the government, feds?
Well, we got the local CARES, but none of the PPE stuff. But I think that number will probably
come down.
Yeah.
We had obviously a huge influx this year. If things continue to get better, as hopefully they will, then I don't imagine it being that high again next year for your department or, you know, citywide for that matter.
Getting good enough for the library's hosting. Maybe that's what was in here. They had a blood donation, blood drive, I think tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. One other thing, the bond for our treasurer, the surety bond, we were under bonded, so that came in higher. I don't know if we bumped that up on the budget. I don't remember where that fell.
That's probably under professional services, and you have 40,000 there, so
okay.
I think it could easily be absorbed.
As long as that comes under that, then it would be fine. I would say that fell under somewhere else.
One time we used to have a separate line item for bonding.
Striping ceiling and the
striping head, yep,
in the parking lot as well. So, yeah, I could certainly do that. And in the meantime, if there's any more capital projects you want to kick around or throw in the budget, let me know, and I can certainly help you out with that. And other than that, I'll reach out to Shelly and Dixie about the part-time people, and Jason and Darren, I'll be in touch via email. And, all right.
So we are looking for probably approval of budget at next month, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if any questions come up before then, you can...
Okay. And I'll probably have something for you by either the end of this week or Monday. Next Monday at the latest for your review. So should have plenty of time.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Nice to see everybody. It's been a good year, so...
And we are adjourned.